This clip was recorded for the UK Wine Show. For more information about the UK Wine Show, you can go to ukwineshow.co.uk. Hi, I'm here with James Booth from Virtual Wines. How are you, James?
Very good, thanks, Chris.
Excellent, excellent. Do you want to tell us a wee bit about Virtual Wines? What are you guys actually trying to do?
What we're doing is making wine fun and accessible over the internet. And the way we do that is we broadcast live a panel of experts tasting some interesting wines that we've already sent out to people at home. So they're at home with a few friends having a bit of a wine party, and they've got access to all these experts through a TV broadcast, but over the net.
Okay. Is it streaming, is it, technology?
Or? It's live and it's streamed, but the really interesting thing is the chat room, so that everybody at home can send their comments and questions into the panel who can respond to them. But also there's great interaction between people at their different sites at home. So they're talking to each other and they're communicating.
Oh, so if I'm sitting there with my wife trying the wines and someone else is on the other side of London or even in Leeds, for example, we can communicate with the person in Leeds?
Absolutely right. You can get conversations going. And it's not just restricted to the UK either. We have people from the US, from France, from Australia, New Zealand, all online at the same time. So it's one big wine tasting, but just connected over the internet.
Oh, fantastic. What happens if, I don't know, sometimes I have a social life. If I miss the show, can I catch up on it?
Of course, yeah, it is always available 24/7. You miss out on the interactivity, but you can go and get the wines from somewhere else, or if they're available on the high street, and sit down any time of day or night and enjoy it.
And how long have you guys been doing this for?
We've been going just about a year. We had our first ever internet wine tasting in October 2005. We've done six or seven since, and we've just finalising the programme for 2007, where we're going to have 10 events on the first Saturday of every month from February through to December.
What type of people come on the show?
The panellists,
yeah.
They can be anybody from Joe Wadsack. We've had England rugby player Andy Gomersall. We have chefs, sommeliers, as well as I'm generally the host and try and keep everybody in line. And we have Ben Llewellyn, who's a very experienced guy and quite an entertaining character. So there's a balance between people who know a lot about wine and people who are kind of relating to everybody at home. Because one of the most important things is that wine can be so stuffy, but we just want it to be fun and accessible for everybody.
Brilliant. And how long do the shows last for?
Tend to be about an hour and a half, depending on how
long.
Much. So six wines,
yeah.
Between 10 and 15 minutes per wine. But the beauty of the internet is that we haven't got the news coming following us, and we haven't got advertising breaks and targets to hit, so we can go on as long or as short as we like.
And how many people have listened to the show? Do they download it or stream it?
Well, people logging on, we have kind of between 50 and 100 different sites at the moment. But the great thing is there's a multiplier on those numbers, so
yeah.
That you'd have between 4 and 12 people at home at the same time. So we can get up to 1,000 people actually experiencing and enjoying the virtual wine tastings.
It's good to see people are trying to do different things with the internet. Has this been an evolutionary thing? Where did you guys start from?
Well, I came up with the idea along with Paul Newman, who runs a production company. He was a former BBC producer. I was running a wine company called Grape Juice at the time. And Paul's business was about doing online seminars, mainly for corporates. And we got talking and we came up with the idea together that actually there's no reason why people couldn't be sitting at home doing a simultaneous wine tasting and connecting on through the chat room and with the web broadcast. So Paul and I put a pilot program together, and what we realised was how much fun the chat room would be, and that's the key to it, really. So people have a couple of glasses of wine and start getting really quite flirty, really quite outrageous at times. And but it's that anonymity but it's also the sensory experience, because you've got these people who are at home all sharing the same kind of tastes and communicating. So it's very real in a way. And during the pilot, actually, one of the wines had a slight geranium smell to it, and one of the people at home didn't quite believe it, so they went into their garden, brought in their potted geranium, and sat with the geranium and the glass of wine next to each other, and said, "God, you're absolutely right. I would never have believed it, but having that flexibility, just go into the garden and pull out the geranium, really kind of made it real and made it happen for us."
Have you ever thought about putting it into a virtual world such as Second Life?
I haven't yet, no. I'd love to hear more about Second Life. I mean, we host our videos, our clips on things like Google Video, Yahoo, and YouTube. But no, I'd be very interested to explore that.
Okay. Second Life is quite a good wee thing in that it's a virtual world. It's a massive world. People have, you know, accounts. They create their virtually like a character, and there's pop concerts going on in there, all sorts of things. It's good fun.
That sounds great. We'll check that out.
Yeah. So, James, how did you get into wine?
Well, I was very lucky as a schoolboy. In the UK, lots of people go on French exchanges where you spend a summer, half of it, with a French family, and then the other half of the summer, the French guy who you're matched up with comes over to the UK. And I met a wonderful family with vines all over Burgundy. So as a 16-year-old, I was introduced to an amazing world. I then did a French degree and spent part of my year in France working with Jean-Marc Brocard in Chablis. And set up a private wine club back in 96 with some friends. We were putting money into a joint bank account and buying serious wine that we wouldn't have been able to afford on our own. And it's kind of my interest and my involvement in wine has grown from there. So now we've got a virtual wine business, virtualwine.co.uk, which does the online tastings, but we also have a private customer business, Grape Juice, and we import and represent some pretty serious producers into some of the finest London restaurants through our wholesale business.
Is virtual wine like an adjunct to your other business? Is it the wines from your Grape Juice business?
We run them completely separately. So virtual wine has its own, it has a different shareholding structure and different people running it, but yep. There is some overlap. But we work with other wholesalers and producers and suppliers.
Okay. And when people get these wines, where do they source the wines? Do you just ship them out the case, or is it a case, six bottles, half a case?
There tend to be six wines, and you can either buy a six-pack or a 12-pack. And we send them out at the moment, but there are plans to do it in conjunction with retailers. We've already done an event with Ocado, which was great fun. Next year, you'll see we'll actually taste wines from the high street. So instead of us sending out the six-pack, you can just go and buy one or two bottles of wines that are readily available.
Okay.
And join in for part of the show. Rather, if six bottles sounds a bit too heavy for you, if there's only two of you, for example, then just get a couple of the bottles and enjoy it that way.
Yeah, you need a few people, don't you, if you've got six bottles of wine.
Exactly.
Otherwise, you know, if I open six bottles, even if I try really hard, the most I can get through is one in a bit.
Exactly. But that's the point. People do have like wine parties at home, but they're connected with all the other wine parties. And how it tends to work is people will taste the wines and have a little tasting portion for the duration of the show, and then we recommend recipes and menus, and people will then have a dinner party afterwards and with six or eight people, and then see the wines go down nicely after that.
Yeah, no, that's perfect. If you get a few mates around, then you don't waste any wine. That's something I hate doing, and being in the trade, if I get a lot of samples in, you open 30 bottles of wine, you pick the one or two you like, and my neighbours just love me.
Exactly. Exactly. If you're moving house, make sure you move in somewhere with somebody in the wine trade next to you, because you do get all the leftovers.
Exactly. All right, James, we'll wrap it up there. Thanks very much for your time.
Thanks, Chris.
Cheers.